The exhibition is called Partial Loss, and we're interested in material culture, basically, and the things that people keep, and the things that they don't want to keep, and the things that other people have kept and they've become responsible for in some way or other.
We have invited the public to bring in a piece or an object from their home that they have kept, but they're maybe not sure why they've kept it. So maybe it's something that's passed on to them and they're not even sure now whose it was or where it came from, but not wanting to get rid of it because it's important in some way, or they feel responsible for looking after it. People bring in their work and we find out some of these stories, because the stories are interesting to us. You know, why do we keep things? And so we collect a lot of that information, and then we're taking it and we're placing it behind a screen and photographing its shadow or some of what is there. So the idea that some information is lost or some value is lost or something is shifted. And so it's that shadow or that part image of the piece that we're interested in.
And what happens when something changes from being an object to being an image? One of the things that we've been really careful about for the whole of the show is that all of the work, everything's to scale. So we're looking at making things that stand in the place of the objects. For example, you know, we've made photograms, so that's where the image is made from the direct impression of the object, so that without that kind of translation of camera in between. All the work behind you is made using a flatbed scanner, and we've chosen to do that because those are not really precious objects, and so, you know, they don't need a really precious method. You actually don't even need to keep the thing because it's quite generic, but there's an obligation to keep them because kind of they mean something in a particular context. With the shadow collection, we've just set it up so that basically it's photographing it and at exactly the size it is, and that the print then matches the size that the photo was taken at. So fairly straightforward. These things obviously are just squashed, which we found has caused the most angst. You know, there's a recognised value, and it's a value that's a nostalgic one. You know, it's that it mattered to someone else.
You know, often the thing we keep, it stands in for some memory we've had, or a way we used to do things, or something. And that's what a photograph does. Maybe that's why we've become interested in this, because a photograph often stands in for the memory of something. One of the things that interests me too is that often what we know about something activates it in different ways as well. So the image, we're so reliant on images to tell us stories, but often the image won't do that very well. And somebody brought in a jar of soil and sand and dirt, and it was from a piece of family land that had been sold, and all they had left was this jar full of land, which we poured out on the table and we photographed that. And so the loss there, you know, that the family land was gone, it's just a little pile of stuff which, when you see it on the wall, it looks like nothing, and yet it represents this huge loss for this family. Been very important.